So Chazal tell us, there's a drasha. Chazal say, "Avim hashvi shavas vayinafash." Chazal say, "Vay of the nefesh." Woe to the fact that one loses his nefesh. Apparently, it's referring to on Motzei Shabbos. So the Mefarshim ask that the pasuk of vayinafash is said in the beginning of Shabbos. So how is it chal? How is it meant to be talking about Vayav the Nefesh after Shabbos, if the Pasuk is meant and is said before Shabbos? So perhaps you could say, Behektim, just to be Makdim, Chazal tell us a general cloud we see from Chazal, that many times when it comes to Nanim of a Kedusha, we could be Margish at the beginning, how it is going to be at the end already. That's what Chazal say when it comes to Chachma. Izu Chacham Harayas and Noilad. And especially true by Shabbos, because Shabbos is called Shabbos Kodesh. And Lapipini Misatari, we know Kedusha is associated with Chachma. So therefore, Izu Chacham Harayas and Noilad, there's an inyan by Friday night, that already by Friday night, the person is able to be toim how he's going to make it through Shabbos, how his Shabbos is going to be. That although the beginning of Shabbos is just the beginning of Shabbos, and the climax of Shabbos is by Rav Deraivin, it's already by Minchan Shabbos. Nevertheless, we find many people that Friday night is the strongest time for them. And that's because Friday night, Shabbos already is giving a taste. Like Chazal tell us in Yerushalmi, Toyameh Chaim Zachu, that there's an inyan to taste Shabbos before Shabbos comes. So too, in order to lure a person into Shabbos, that Hashem wants that every single Jew should be Masa'anik in Shabbos. On Friday night, He gives us a taste of if a person sees through all the way to the end of Shabbos, and he grows and he goes from Madrega to Madrega. As we know, Shabbos is a Zman of Aliyos Olamos. That if a person follows Shabbos all the way through to the end. So Friday night is just a taste of that Gedvaldik Achila that a person can have at the end of Shabbos. So this idea of Ezehu Chacham Haroi Sanoilad is especially true when it comes to Shabbos, which is the Inyan of Chachma. Shabbos Kodesh is Chachma. That's why we say Friday night, we say Soif Ma'aseh V'machshav Atchila. That already, that the Soif Ma'aseh of Shabbos is apparent to those who are sensitive enough that they can be margish already in the Machshav Atchila, the Inyan of the Soif Ma'aseh. The Riyah Kodesh also tells us, when it comes to Shabbos, that the preparation for Shabbos is really beyond just on Friday. That in Pnimius, already by Wednesday, the Kedusha of Shabbos comes in. And the Ari HaKadosh explains that a person has three primary Shorish Neshamas. Dehainu, he has a Nefesh, a Ruach, and a Neshama. So on Wednesday, a person begins to be Mekabel Shabbos by receiving his nefesh of the upcoming Shabbos. On Thursday, he receives his ruach. And on Friday, he receives his neshama. That's why already by Wednesday, in the Shir Shal Yom, we have a minog that we say at the end of the Shir Shal Yom, we say, L'chun Ramana L'Hashem Nariyo L'Tzu Yishenu. Which is how we begin Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night. Because in truth, Friday night, that which is the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos in Halacha, its roots are already on Wednesday, where we begin to receive the Nefesh Yisera on Shabbos. And he explains that just like there's a three-day preparation before Shabbos begins, so too at the conclusion of Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is the histalkos of these three Madregos of Neshama, that the Neshama leaves on Sunday, on Motzei Shabbos, the Ruach leaves on Monday, and the Nefesh leaves on Tuesday. And then the cycle begins itself again for the upcoming Shabbos. Wednesday will now begin the Kabbalah Shabbos of the upcoming Shabbos. Enters the Nefesh, and then Thursday will be the Ruach, then Friday the Neshama. So therefore, the entire week, a person spends in the Inyan of Shabbos. That's why by the Shir Shal Yom, we say, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, because in its primius, every single day is connected to Shabbos. And in fact, the Shira which we can sing every single day is because each day its neshama is rooted in Shabbos Kodesh, because Shabbos is the Shirish of Al Shira, which is why the Shir Shoyim of Shabbos is Mizmor Shir Yom of Shabbos. It is the Shira itself. And the Shira branches out to the other Yomim as long as we can connect those Yomim to Shabbos. So when we say Hayom Yom Sheni Shlishi Revi B'Shabbos, so therefore that's Ma'ir the Shira. Shibu Hayu Halvim Oimrim B'Veis HaMikdash. And the reason why it's called Halavim Oimrim, as we'll get to momentarily, is because the word Levi comes from the Lashon of Levia, which is the Inyan of Malava Malka. That the whole Inyan of Levia means to be Malva the Shabbos into the rest of the week. That's why Malava Malka is associated with David. And David is an Im Zmirais Yisrael. David is the great singer of Klal Yisrael. So he takes the whole Inyan of Shabbos, the Shira of Shabbos, and is Mamshech, the Inyan of Shira, of Shabbos, into the rest of the week in order to be Ma'irer, a Shira and a Nekud of Shabbos throughout the entire week. With this in mind, there is a comment from the Chatan Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, rather the Chatan Sofer, that he writes in Parashas B'Shalach, on the Pasuk where Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, Shavu ish tachtav al yetzim emekoyme b'yom hashvi'i. He tells Klal Yisrael that they should not leave their place on Shabbos. So he explains, in Pnimius, what Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael is that when Shabbos goes away, Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael, Shavu ish tachtav al yetzim emekoyme b'yom hashvi'i, that a person should be able to feel connected to Shabbos and to remain in the Yom HaShvi'i throughout the entire week. Shavu ish tachtav al yetzim emekoyme, don't leave Shabbos even though Shabbos leaves. And he explains that when the Torah tells us Vayishbesu ha'am b'yom hashvi'i, that the Yidden, that they only kept the Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, but when Shabbos left them, that the Yidden were not mekayim the inyan of what Moshe wanted from them, shvu ish tachtav al yetzim emekoyme b'yom hashvi'i. And the truth, this goes back to the words of the Arizal, that if a person is able to see in the Pnimius that all the days of the week are connected to Shabbos. So even though a person leaves Shabbos and Shabbos leaves him on Motzei Shabbos, there's an inyan that a person can still be connected to Shabbos even though Shabbos leaves. And that's really what Moshe wanted. Moshe wanted that even though Shabbos was leaving, Moshe was giving an etzah to Bnei Yisrael, stay connected to Shabbos even though Shabbos is leaving. Remain connected in the Pnimius to Shabbos Kodesh. And perhaps based on this idea, we can understand how it is, like we started before, why is there a Vayah of the Nefesh before Shabbos, if really that Vayah of the Nefesh is after Shabbos? Because the inyan is that if a person is connected to Shabbos and he understands in Pnimius that Shabbos is not just a one-day event, that the Nesham of Shabbos, that the Ruach of Shabbos, that the Nefesh of Shabbos is able to carry a person throughout the entire week to be connected to Shabbos. And this is really what the essence of Malava Malka is. So if a person lives that way, that when Motzei Shabbos comes, then he doesn't feel the Vayah of the Nefesh. It's only when a person is not connected to the Pnimius of Shabbos Kodesh does he feel the pain of Shabbos leaving. Like what Pinchas Karatza writes, that he says that a person shouldn't travel after Shabbos because it's very hard for a person to make the transition from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. He should wait till Sunday or perhaps even later to make travel plans because he's still making that transition. In fact, it says that he would be silent because he felt that transition from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos back into the days of the week. A tzaddik is obviously very sensitive to that. But a person is connected to Malava Malka, and Malava Malka is rooted in this idea that Shabbos has a continuation throughout the entire week. So he's not going from a very high place and falling to a very low place. He's not going, as the Chazal have an expression, Me'igra Rama Labira Mikta. He's not falling from a very high place, like on a balcony, falling into a very deep pit. In fact, perhaps this mashal is not really only a mashal, because we know that what it means, me'igra rama l'bira mikta, is like skila. And we know that the violation of chilul Shabbos is skila. And it could be that in Pnimius, that a person who's not connected to Shabbos the entire week, that that in itself is a chilul Shabbos. And perhaps in chilul Shabbos gadol mizu, that a person who has just was able to have this romance ki'udu with Shabbos for an entire day, and then when Shabbos comes, that moment, that romance is over in a heartbeat, with a snap of a finger, as a person feels like it was just chitzonius, there was no real pnimius connection to Shabbos Kodesh. Right? That a person who does Malava Malka is showing interest, that when you're Malava a guest, that you're interested in Shabbos coming back again next week. So on a pnimiistic level, ein chil Shabbos gadol lemizu. Perhaps a person is worthy of skila. And skila is a form of misa. So a person is not connected to Shabbos, and Shabbos goes away, there is a vayav de nefesh. You're chayiv that vayav de nefesh, because that in itself, is a, in pnimius, is a chilul Shabbos. And so therefore, the reason why vayav de nefesh, we can be margish already Friday night, that aspect of motzei Shabbos, like we said before, that really Friday night, a person is able to tell already by Friday night how his motzei Shabbos is going to be. Because Shabbos is the inyan of chachma, and it could be Margash already, the end from the beginning, but more than that, that if a person who really is seeking Shabbos throughout the entire week, not only is he Malava the Malka into Sunday, into Monday, into Tuesday, but he's already inviting the Shabbos in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Already on Friday, if a person has not been Machnes and invited the Nefesh from Wednesday, and the Ruach from Thursday, and the Neshama from Friday, so going into Shabbos, he can sense already the Vayah of the Nefesh of after Shabbos. And not only that, but even the coming into Shabbos is a vay of the nefesh. That if a person didn't prepare himself with the ruach, with the nefesh, and now he wants to come into Shabbos, Shabbos is a very high place. It's very hard for a person to come into Shabbos if he hasn't prepared in pnimius like he was supposed to. So even the coming into Shabbos is a vay of the nefesh. It's very painful for a person to come in that way. But more importantly, that already from the beginning we can understand at the end how it's going to be the seif maisa, the machshav atchila. And he's margish that tsar at the end of Shabbos, already in the beginning. That's why Vayinafash is Vigamatria Maves, like Chazal Darshan, Vay of the Nefesh, from the word Vayinafash, that there's a certain Misa which takes place at the end of Shabbos, because there's a Chilul Shabbos, if a person is not being Malava the Malka, as we said before, Shibahayu Halvim Oyim Beves HaMikdash, that the Indian of Levi is the Indian of the Leviyah, to be Machnis, that Shir of Shabbos, into Sunday, into Monday, into Tuesday, which is the Chiyus that a person has from Shabbos throughout the entire week. There's a remez to this as well at the end, at the beginning of this week's parsha. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am. Chazal also make a drasha of vay. Chazal say, vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am. Woe to the fact that paro was melave b'nei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. The Indian is that Shabbos Kodesh, and especially by Raiva Deraivim, by Mincha Shabbos, we say in the Askinu Sudasa, that there's a bittul to all the klipos. And we say that there's a bittul to hani kalbin de chatzifin, the all the brazen klavim, that they all have a bittul on Minchan Shabbos. And what that means, why there's a special bittul to the hani kalbin de chatzifin, is because at the end of Shabbos Kodesh, the Sitra Acha tries very hard that a Jew shouldn't be connected to Shabbos at the end of Motzei Shabbos, that there should be a complete period. And that's what we say at the end of Shabbos, V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Deinu Kodinu Aleinu. That the V'hinoyam should be the antithesis of V'hihi B'shalach Paro Sa'am. That the Klipa of Paro tries to make a V'hi. It tries to make it that Eden should not be connected, that it should be margish the V'hi of the Nefesh at the end of Shabbos. Whereas we say, no, V'hihinoyam, that instead of having the V'hi of the Nefesh, that should be Shinoyam at the end of Shabbos, that the Jew should be connected to Shabbos out the entire week. But we see how hard the Sitra Acha tries at the end of Shabbos that the Jew should be disconnected with all the pritzos which goes on Motzei Shabbos, that Motzei Shabbos is a time that after there was a bittul of the klipas that they come out in full force and they try to be machti yidin on Motzei Shabbos with all different types of tools and tricks which the Yitzhara has. But it's so important that the Jew should be focused immediately on Motzei Shabbos to have that malava malka, that the v'hinoyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that noyim of Shabbos, should last and to be connected to us throughout the entire week. That there should be a bechina on Motzei Shabbos of lo yacharatz kelev l'shana. That when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there was a bechina of lo yacharatz kelev l'shana. There was a bittul to the hanikab and the chatzifin. But not completely, because on some level, vayihi b'shalach paru asa'am, that kelev, which paru is nimshal to according to Chazal, that he created a certain vay, that there was a certain aspect of vay of the nefesh when Klai Yisrael, we had that bechin of Shabbos, which is the koyach b'tzis Mitzrayim. Pesach is called Shabbos. Memachar asa Shabbos, the Torah tells us. But the certain aspect of vay, because there was a malava malka, that Paro, the melech of Mitzrayim, was malava b'nei Yisrael, and on some level, that shtered the tremendous simcha of the malava malka, of being malve, of accompanying Klai Yisrael in their travels into the Midbar. We find a similar thing as well by Noach, by the Teva. Chazal tell us that Noach, when he went into that teva, that the teva is also bechin of Shabbos. And as he was coming towards the end of his time in the teva, Chazal tell us, Vayishar ach Noach. Chazal say, Vayishar ach, that Noach said ach, that he was in pain. Chazal tell, Hikishu Aryeh, that the Ari came and it bit him. And even that part of the word Vayishar, again, there's the Indian of Vay. So this Indian of Vay, this Indian of ach, the pain that Noach has, so the Indian is as follows, that Noach, Chazal say, is from the Lashon, the Zayar says, Noach is the Menucha of Shabbos. And the Teva, Chazal tell us, in the Zayar, that the Teva of Noach is the Bechin of Shabbos. And the reason why Noach and the Shabbos of Noach has a certain vay is because there's a Chitzonis and there's a Pnimius to Shabbos. Chazal tell us that there's Noach and there's Moshe. And everything that Noach was Makalkel, that he was a Mespalal B'nei Doiroi, Moshe came along, and he was able to rectify that, to make a tikkun of that, as Chazal tell us, Bishagam hu basar. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, Chazal said in the Gemara in Chulin, Moshe min haTorah minayin. Where do we know Moshe from? So Moshe is Bishagam. Bishagam is Gematria Moshe. The Moshe shows up in Gematria form, which is a Ha'ara of Moshe. And the reason why that's so is because Moshe is able to be Mesakein, according to Yari, the Moshe is the Pnimius, the Tikkun, the Nitzutz of Noach, which comes to correct all of his mistakes. And really, Moshe and Noach represent two aspects of Shabbos. Because Shabbos has really two dimensions. There's the Menucha of Shabbos, and there's also the Simcha of Shabbos. The Menucha, the resting of Shabbos, that's the Chitzonius of Shabbos, and everybody has a connection to that. That's Noach. That's like a Bechina of a Ben Noach, which is Chitzonius, of course, to a Yid. That the Menucha of Shabbos, everybody has a kasher. Even a goy has some type of a shayiches, that they even accept Saturday as being a day of rest. That's called the Menucha of Shabbos. Of course, the Menucha for a Yid is much deeper, much more pnimius than that of a goy. But even that is considered to be chitzonius to the Simcha of Shabbos. That's why we say Menucha v'Simcha. That when there's Menucha and Simcha, then it's Or LaYehudim. Then is Shabbos truly an Or to Klai Yisrael. But it has to be in Chitzonius and Pnimius. On the level of Noach, which is the Inyan of Menucha, and the Inyan of Simcha, which is the Inyan of Moshe. The word Simcha has the letters Moshe in it. But more importantly, we say on Shachris and Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. The Moshe is the Inyan of Yismach, the Simcha of Shabbos. The Menucha and the Simcha, that's the Inyan of Noach and the Inyan of Moshe. When it comes to the Shabbos of Noach, which is Tevas Noach, Vayishar Ach Noach, that the Ari comes v'hikishoy, that he gets him in his leg, that the koyach of Leviya, the koyach of Halicha, that he is able to bite Noach in that place of his legs, which is the inyan of Vaya of the Nefesh, the sense of disappointment. Whereas by Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't find that, because Moshe is connected to the Pnimius of Shabbos, of being malve the Shabbos, because he who is connected to the Pnimis of Shabbos Kodesh sees to it that Shabbos isn't just contained. Like we said before, Vayishvesu ha'amayim hashvi, that Moshe was the one who told Bnei Yisrael, Shvu ish tachtav ayetze ish b'mekomim hashvi, don't allow yourself just to be contained within Yom Hashvi. Allow Shabbos to have legs, to have a halicha into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then beyond the next Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The continuum of Shabbos. That's the inyan of Moshe. Yismach Moshe, because when there's a simcha, there's a continuation. So therefore, Vayihi b'shalach paru asa'am, that when Klai Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, that they weren't connected properly on some level, that it wasn't a complete yetziyah, and so therefore, the hanichab and the chatzifin, that they were there, and they were malava b'nei Yisrael b'shalach paro sa'am, and they came chasing afterwards, that it wasn't complete, that there wasn't yet a hazmana, that the melech malchei amlachim didn't come yet. It was only by Kriyas Yamsuf that the Klai Yisrael performed on some level the inyan of malava malcha, that they invited the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be malav them out of Mitzrayim. And the melech malchei amlachim came and he was mevatel the koyach of paro melech Mitzrayim. And that's the whole inyan on Motzei Shabbos, that the klipa wants to come and paro wants to show himself and to make sure that Klai Yisrael has an aspect of vay of the nefesh, even when they're leaving, they shouldn't be connected to Shabbos. So we invite David HaMelech, Malav HaMelech, we invite the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Malchus Kevyachol, the Klai Yisrael, said Hashem Yimlech Lelum Bava Kriyas Yam Sof, the Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, and with that, there was a bittul to that clip of power forever and ever, that power drowned in Kriyas Yam Sof. And so that's really what we want. That's the inyan of Malav HaMelech, the inyan of that whatever a Jew may be expected to feel, but what you think he would feel from falling from the Igur Rama to the Bira Mikta, that skila, that chilo Shabbos, that's a chilo to the pinyus of Shabbos, a person who's only connected to the menuch of Shabbos, but a person who has simchan Shabbos, that he's not just ritzeina b'menuchaseinu, but he's v'samach nafsheinu b'shuasecha, that he feels that Shabbos is a Yeshua, and he's misamech in that Yeshua. So Malav HaMalka has that chayach, that a Jew should not have a sense of vayav do nefesh chas v'shalom, but to be mamshech from one simcha to the next, to bring Shabbos in the upcoming week. We should be zeichet to see that through being mekayim Malav HaMalka, being mechazik ourselves in that inyan, that we should be margish the kedusha of Shabbos, that simcha, that shira of Shabbos every day, and to be zeichet soon to see the yom shekulu Shabbos u'menucha, l'chay olamim, v'yaz goyal tzarek, m'yav minu amen.